On the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes,
Jake Wyatt Cigars. At Jake Wyatt Cigar Company, we craft our cigars with the consumer in mind. We understand that smoking a cigar is not just a pastime, but a journey, an investment of time and an exploration of taste. As you invest an hour of your life to enjoy a Jake Wyatt cigar, we invest in our lifelong passion and expertise into creating the experience that we hope will be memorable, satisfying, and above all, exceptional. Today, we're going to be going over their Appendix 2, Corona Gorda 5x5/8 and 4x46, their Fourth Dimension Corona Gorda 5x5/8x46, the Herbert Spencer Corona Gorda 5x5/8x46, the Lithium Robusto 5x50, and the Icarus Robusto 5x50.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to the Smokes episode where everything in life is good, is worth it. Man, I'm struggling this morning.
You
here.
Are.
Yeah, welcome to the Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing. There it is. Today I've got good old boy Benjamin on the ones and twos. What's up?
That's all, folks.
Uh-huh. Next to him we got good old boy Rich. Welcome back.
Hey, that's me. Glad to be here.
And the bearded lady of this three ring circus is good old boy Barger. That's me.
All right.
Hey.
We're the best thing on at 2 a.m. right before Reflections with Bob Ross. And just after the Best of Jerry Springer Marathon.
Jerry.
There you go. As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments are about cigars and, well, anything that could be smoked. And as for today's segment, drum roll, please. Jake Wyatt Cigars. You asked for it, and here we are to fool one another again. So a little bit backstory about Jake Wyatt. It says from their website, it says, "Welcome to Jake Wyatt Cigar Company, where our foundations is as rich and robust as our cigars. For two decades, our individual journeys have encompassed the world of professional baseball and firefighting. This has brought us Neil Garcia and Gerard Abahajan. Yeah, listen, English is my second language, folks. To launch this shared passion, Jake Wyatt Cigar Company, named after each of our sons, Jake and Wyatt. At Jake Wyatt Cigar Company, we craft our cigars with the consumer in mind. We understand that smoking a cigar is not just a pastime, but a journey, an investment of time and an exploration of taste. As you invest an hour of your life to enjoy a Jake Wyatt cigar, we invest in our lifelong passion and expertise into creating the experience that we hope will be memorable, satisfying, and above all, exceptional. So, what's in the box? What's in the box? Today, we're going to be going over their Appendix 2, Corona Gorda 5x5/8 and 4x46. Their Fourth Dimension, Corona Gorda 5x5/8x46. The Herbert Spencer Corona Gorda 5x5/8x46. The Lithium Robusto 5x50. And the Icarus Robusto 5x50. So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today, but don't worry. If you miss anything, you can download the full episode from anywhere you get your podcast platforms. But before we dive into the shallow end of the pool, remember the buddy system. Where's your buddy?
Lars, shouldn't you be watching the kids?
Oh, don't worry. I have them on the body system.
Body system?
Yeah, have a look. Buddy!
Buddy! I'm gonna have to go watch that movie. Such a good movie. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered in our Cigar 101 episode where all this cigar speak can be decoded. Just search for Cigars, Sips, Suds, and Smokes 101, and that episode should pop right up, and follow the link in our show notes. Good old boy Benjamin gets the honors of going over our new smokes ratings today. Take it away.
All right. So today we'll be discussing these cigars and rating them with our Sips, Suds, and Smokes ratings plus our signature sounds. Here are those ratings now. 1. This sucked even before it was lit. 2. At least I lit it. 3. I'd smoke this again. 4. How much you want for 'em?
'Em? Magnificent.
And 5. Where are they? I need a box.
All right. Well, Rich is going to start us off with the Appendix 2 Corona Gorda 5x5/8x46.
Yeah, that's good old Bill Rich to you. All right.
You're right.
Jake Wyatt's Appendix 2 hits the heart of our existence. We created a profile of smooth and creamy masterpiece. Our unwavering attention and discipline to create this ultra-smooth, creamy cigar that is right for any occasion for you to enjoy. It's a wrapper is an Ecuadorian Connecticut, and both the binder and fillers are Dominican. Yeah, so this, the Appendix 2, I was a little surprised when I started it because I did get a little peppery on the light, a little woody, but then it quickly did smooth out. Very tasty, good construction overall. Great cigar. Really enjoyed it.
Okay. Yeah, I like the Appendix 2. It was real smooth for me. Good burn, good construction, well-rounded cigar.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah, same. And I think one of the fun things about these cigars is they have a little QR code on the band that take you to a short little YouTube snippet. A
little quip.
Yeah, about, you know, kind of what you're smoking, which I think is cool for anybody that may be newer to the cigar world. It gives you a little sneak peek as to what you can expect through the smoking experience.
Yeah.
And they talk about this one as being like creme brulee, but I definitely picked up that like consistent bit of spice all the way through, which I don't necessarily connect with creme brulee, but I wasn't mad at it either.
No.
Yeah. No. I think that subtle spice off of that wrappers, what we're picking up on there. It's just that Ecuadorian Connecticut's got that little subtle, like kind of black and white pepper,
just a little sprinkle or a cayenne on there, right?
Yeah, but it didn't overpower the smoothness for sure. So definitely a good morning or afternoon cigar.
Yeah,
if you just want to chill.
Well, what are we gonna rate it? We're gonna give it a 4.
4s.
Magnificent.
All right, I'm gonna tell you all about the fourth dimension Corona Gorda 5x5/5/8x46. So Jake Wyatt's fourth dimension features a Habano Rosado wrapper coupled with our Jake Wyatt tradition smooth and bold flavors throughout that capture this medium full-bodied masterpiece. The Habano Rosado wrapper with the binder is Dominican, the filler is Dominican. Rich, what do you think about this?
This is the one. Well, they have the strips, the Candela strips, the foot on the head.
On their cap.
I felt it was interesting. The it kept me interested throughout the smoke. Had a great construction. Burn was great. It's about a medium strength, a little bit of spice. I kind of had notes of cinnamon and some pine, so definitely kept me interested.
Now, that little Candela wrap, if you'll notice, a couple of their cigars have them.
Mm-hmm.
That Appendix 2 has it with the it's a little darker wrap that really just pops off that, you know, Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper there. It just gives a little depth.
Yeah, and it's got that little circle, spiral. Little spiral on the tip there.
Yeah, I think it's the majority of their core line that have that those little intricacies. I don't think that they're very, like, flavor driving or that you pick up on them a lot, but aesthetically, these things look super cool.
Yeah, right? Yeah, definitely make them stand out when you're browsing through the
humidor. You feel like you're smoking something from the future. Not before I learned a bit more about the brand, I was like, oh, Jake White, is that a new, you know, TV series with a detective, you know, sleuthing out what's happening in his apartment building or something?
It's Back to the Future.
Chronicles of Jake White.
Yeah. Oof. That's awesome. So what do you guys think about this? We're going to give it a 4.
Yeah.
Magnificent.
We are going to take a short break here, but when we come back, we're going to have a little bit of story time with Jake White and our interactions with him. Mm-hmm. We had some fun time with him at PCA. He's always a good, chilled person to hang out and talk with.
Good dudes.
Have a good conversation. Absolutely. I can't believe we missed him when he came to Nashville.
I know.
I just wasn't even on my radar.
I'm not mad. I'm just hurt.
Yeah, I'm just hurt.
I'm just hurt.
Well, guys, enjoy these commercials, and I hope it sparks your interest to buy something.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
So welcome back. I hope those commercials, ads really just piqued your interest about what you want. Benjamin is going to tell us about the Herbert Spencer, but before we do that, Rich, why don't you tell us a little bit about Herbert Spencer?
Yeah, so this Herbert Spencer was my introduction to Jake White Cigars. I met Neil and his team last year, PCA in Las Vegas, and it piqued my interest because Herbert Spencer was a guy that I did a paper on in college. And if you don't know who Herbert Spencer is, he's a 19th century philosopher, psychologist, biologist, sociologist. I mean, he just kind of did
it. He's a wizard.
He's like a Renaissance man. And he termed the phrase survival of the fittest. Really smart guy. He's well known for his, he has a quote of, you know, about contempt prior to investigation. You might hear a lot. So, but he wrote a book called Man Versus the State. I did a paper on that in college. But it's just it's kind of a tough read, but yeah, I know. It's a tough read, but it was very interesting. The guy's just a kind of one of these brilliant guys that you, you know, to just kind of set the tone for a lot of people's ideas and thoughts in this country and around the world. So,
yeah. So Benjamin, cool. Why don't you tell us about the Herbert Spencer cigar?
Yeah. So we've got the Herbert Spencer here. It's in a Corona Gorda 5 5/8 by 46. Herbert Spencer is made with rich-aged San Andreas Maduro wrapper, coupled with a smooth, bold, medium-full Dominican blend with hints of spice and smoothness that must be experienced. The composition on this cigar wrapper is San Andreas Maduro, and then binder and fillers are both Dominican. This is the first cigar that I ever smoked from Jake White as well, so it's definitely my introduction to the brand. And I don't know if that clouds my judgment prior to going into the full lineup, but this is also my favorite of like the base lineup.
Same.
I think the Herbert Spencer's worth visiting over and over again. Yeah. And especially as an introduction, it's something that really made me go, oh wow, like, you know, for, you know, somewhat of a you know, obscure brand, you don't see it in a lot of places. It's not in all, you know, of your favorite tobacconists and that kind of thing.
Should be out 100%.
There. 100%. It's one of those things that really made me sit back and go, oh wow, this is a really good smoke.
And where they do carry it locally, it's hard to find them. They sell out really quick. Yeah. So if you haven't tried one, absolutely. And the Herbert Spencer is good one to start with.
Yeah, I think that San Andreas Maduro wrapper really stands out.
Oh, every time. So you get that cigar. Like nice, like coffee, chocolatey kind of undertone, right. But it's got a real nice, just kind of layer of black pepper over sure. the top of it. I think that's absolutely incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what are we going to rate this one? We're going to go 5.
I got to go 5.
Well, I'm going to go over the lithium, the Robusto 5x50. The lithium is a sophisticated Habano wrapped gem with an ultra smooth and creamy medium full Dominican blend of spice and pepper with hints of citrus and nut filled finish. It's a Habano wrapper, a Dominican binder, and Dominican filler. This was probably my least favorite of the bunch. Just wasn't overly complex for me. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, I actually, this one was kind of on the line for me. It wasn't as, I think, not my least favorite, but definitely not my favorite. I like the wrapper. I think the band is really cool. It has the lithium. Yeah.
The periodic chart.
Chemical chain.
Yeah, and then you look at the little the composition of the whatever that's called. I'm not a scientist. I don't know what to call these things.
You just stayed at a Holiday Inn Express one.
Yes, yeah. But yeah, I did enjoy it nonetheless. Good construction.
I think the branding is solid on it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know, it could have just been that when I smoked it, I wasn't in the right place to smoke it, you know? It happens. Taste is subjective and our outside influences also affect everything.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
Well, I was just going to say that I have kind of the opposite opinion. I tend to be a Habano smoker. I think that this turned up those nice, you know, spice forward Habano notes for me that really made me kind of lean in and enjoy this cigar. When I smoked it, it was my first cigar of the day. So definitely, you know, talking about it, it's a place and time. It depends on, you know, from a taste perspective, what you had to eat that day, what you were drinking, you know, how you slept, you know, which nostrils working when you smell things kind of situation. This one hit the right notes for me as a, you know, start the day off kind of smoke, but maybe not so if it were, you know, number two or number three throughout the day.
So what you're saying is maybe the good side of my nostril wasn't working as well.
It's very possible.
Yeah. Potentially.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Yeah. I mean, I can punch you in the other one. And
Brain's weird.
Yeah, brain's weird. Now, see, I'm definitely going to revisit it.
Absolutely.
You know, I definitely don't want to cloud people's judgment on it because everything he's got is so far has been pretty decent, which is not an easy thing to do these days.
No, this brand, if nothing else, consistency.
Yeah.
These are very well made. These hit, check all the boxes from a flavor perspective, from what you can expect, reading the composition, reading the blends of these. They are just right down the middle.
Yeah. Just like a good baseball throw.
Hey, glad you picked that up.
Hey, right down the middle. Wild thing. All right, so what are we going to rate this one? We can give it 4s.
Still giving 4s, yeah.
Magnificent.
Now, Rich, you're going to take us home with the Icarus, right?
Yes, the Icarus. A daring figure in Greek mythology, sword on wings, crafted by his father, Daedalus. Ignoring warnings, he ascended towards the sun, intoxicated by the heavens. The sun's fiery embrace melted his waxen wings, sending Icarus plummeting into the depths of the Aegean Sea. Icarus, like tobacco leaves kissed by Tennessee fire, soared too close to the sun. Ambition met flames and cautionary tales in every ember. The wrapper is a San Andreas Maduro. The binder is a Dominican Olor. And the fillers are a Tennessee fire cured with a Creo 98, Pilato Cubano, and the Pennsylvania Broadleaf. This one, it was interesting because I really got interested, like in the, of course, the Tennessee fire cured portion of it. I definitely tasted that. It came through kind of a full medium body, light full. And have you ever, you're from Kentucky, so you've probably seen the,
how they tell everybody
how they fire these.
That's right.
Driving through the back country and seeing the barn smoking.
The tobacco barn smoking is just...
It's fairly cool.
It's awesome. It just reminds me of, back home.
It's one of those things here. So I live a little northwest of the city here, and there are a lot of tobacco fields and farms out there. Yeah. And they put this post up every year around tobacco smoking season. And season is...
Don't tell them the building's on fire.
If you're new to this area,
Call the fire department.
Don't call the fire department. Yeah. Like, it's not.
It's okay.
It's hazy out here for a reason.
Yeah, you know?
Which I just find hilarious because you probably wouldn't have to made that post or put that information out there, 15 years ago.
I wonder how many Karens are like, something's on fire.
In Nashville, right, as the city expands and people start to move to the outskirts a little bit.
Yeah.
They forget, man, they're an agricultural country.
Yeah, that's right.
We're known for growing stuff.
Yeah. But it's still a good, solid cigar. It wasn't my favorite, but definitely had a good.
And we'll be right back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Well, welcome back. I hope those commercials really just engaged you. Let's talk a little bit about this barn smoking Tennessee cured. You were talking a little bit about that.
So, she likes to go floating on the river. So you can go up to Adams, Tennessee. And this is where they have a lot of these smoking barns at certain times of year.
Yep.
But we go up there. There's a place that's an outfitter that you can float the Red River. You ever been up to the Red River?
I've never done the Red River.
Okay.
How did they make it red?
It flows with the blood of tourists.
Yeah. No, it's got piranha in it,
So this this outfitter though happens to he owns the farm where the witch.
Use your words.
I'm trying to use my words.
The Bell Witch.
The Bell Witch. Thank you. I kept thinking Blair, and I'm like, that's not right.
Derek Bell and them.
Yeah. So the Bell Witch barn or a farm and cave is up there, and you can go to this guy's actual property, and he's an outfitter. But you can also tour.
Like, is it like custom? Like mountaining gear wear?
No, it's an outfitter for the river.
What's an outfitter?
An outfitter means they give you the rafts or canoes or whatever.
So you say outfitter, I think like Urban Outfitters.
No, no.
Like what, does he sell clothes out there?
It's a canoe, it's a backpack.
Well, and
it's a scooter.
And you can go
I'm just asking for our listeners.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that.
Just, they might not know. They don't live here.
Hey. But it's a great place to go, man. You go up there, you get in a they give you an inner tube, and you put your beer in a cooler in the middle. You strap them together. You float down with your buddies. You can smoke. You can, enjoy a beverage.
If you are visiting here and do that, the best thing to drink on the water on a good hot day is chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk. Shut up. Chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk.
A gallon out there, kids, in your cooler.
Do not listen to Camp Counselor Barger over here. He is telling you those lies for his own effect.
Are piranha in the water.
So they do tubes.
Yeah, they do tubes. About a 2-hour float. It's just really fun. But the cool thing is you're on the property with the the Bell Witch, and you they have a place you can go and you can tour it. You can get, you know, the your swag, your Bell Witch swag.
Do a seance.
It's interesting. Yeah, they actually, if you look at it, they have actual like covens that come out there in Halloween.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And rent the property and do this weird stuff at Halloween. So
That's going to be a no for me, dog.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd watch it.
That's going to be a no for me.
You know, whatever.
I'm not saying I've done it. I'm just telling you that
he's
it's
not saying
available.
He hadn't done it either. You know? All right. Anyways. So when we talk about the Icarus, all right, what are we going to rate it here? We're going to go with a 4.
Good consistency.
Good consistency. Yeah. All in all, Jake Wyatt, the you know, Neil Garcia and his team, like...
magnificent.
I always forget that says magnificent. And I know
you do. Don't we all?
And I just start stepping all over it, you know? But anyway, Neil Garcia and his team, like, they're putting out some quality cigars. And I think if you haven't tried them, I think that you need to check them out and give them a try. Just for... consistency and yeah. flavor and all around presentation, the cigars look appealing, you know. And I think for me, that's even a bonus. Like when, you know, we've talked about in the past, when we go into a humidor and we don't know what we want to smoke, well, we're visual people, you know. If something looks, you know, sexy or whatever we want to call it, we'll go after it, right?
Well, I think we've had the conversation here a couple of times about what was it, AJ Fernandez, you know, 9 bands no less.
Yeah,
and, you know, we were talking about, you know, it takes a surgical precision to unwrap these things and smoke them, and
yeah.
you know, a lot of them can be really ornate. And I think that Jake Wyatt is really smart in that perspective. From, you know, one band, the band's got a QR code on it, leads you to their website, a YouTube video, but the website's also very comprehensive, gets you a lot of information. So in the snippet on the front end, they say that they have the consumer in mind.
Yeah.
And I think that that's huge yeah. because
yeah. being user-friendly is huge.
It's super user-friendly, but also introductory, yeah. right? And so it takes away a lot of that, you know, maybe kind of fear around getting into cigars because you don't really know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
So being able to go in and do a little bit of research and get some backstory and a little bit of guidance on where you're going. And instead of draping up and dripping out these cigars, right, they do some fun things with the wrappers that make yeah. them a little bit more enticing.
Well, and they're not putting it in the band, so you're not, you know, you're not having to, like you said, really just like tear the cigar apart just to get the band off. They're putting it in the actual wrapper. Yeah. So
also too, the band's really sturdy and
yeah.
super easy to just yeah. pop off of these yeah. things and, you know, get to enjoy. And I think that just really lends into their entire ethos of, you know, if you're going to take the time out of your day to sit down
and
spend an hour yeah. on something, you know, that we're passionate about, we want to share that with you and also make that experience as enjoyable as possible. So, you know, we take a lot of the, you know, kind of, you know, ornamental things
yeah.
that you have to remove off of the cigar and actually concentrate into putting those little pops yeah. of flair.
I think if some people spent more time making a better cigar than putting on their cigar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, they have another one they didn't send us that was the Candela. What is it? Lucid Interval.
Yeah, Lucid Interval.
And actually that one.
That's a, you know, I don't like Candelas.
Yeah.
But I liked that Candela, yeah. which is really strange for me.
And it's funny because the way they blend it, you have yeah. so much, you know, you kind of get that grassy taste in the Candela sometimes.
Yeah.
But that one, the way they blend it was, it really fit.
Hang on, I'll tell you about it in just a second.
Barger actually gave me one, and same thing. I'm normally not a huge Candela fan.
Yeah.
This one, even though it is Candela, it looks a little bit like a darker shade.
Right.
So maybe it's from a different part of the plant, which lends into, even though the leaf is still green,
right,
it having a little bit more of that familiar mm-hmm. or approachable flavor profile.
Right.
Yeah.
As a lot of their other blends.
So what they say on that, and I know they didn't send us some, but we had some.
They should've.
Because we do support Jake Wyatt.
And they should have.
Yeah. The Jake Wyatt Lucid Interval is an exquisite Candela wrapper with a unique combination of smooth cream and bold buttery flavors. that make a cigar one of a kind and must be experienced. It's a Candela wrapper, Dominican binder, and a Dominican filler. I hate Candelas.
Yeah.
But I have nothing but good things. Yeah.
I think it sucks.
But I got nothing but good things to say about Lucid Interval, actually.
Yeah.
Which is very strange for me. And if Mike was here, he'd go, what?
Yeah.
Huh?
Huh?
What? Robert was the one that told me about it. And I was like, oh, Candela.
Yeah, but you can't trust Robert's flavor profile.
Well, that's kind of why I was like, a Candela?
And he's
like,
coffee trust me. Through a straw.
Probably mixes his tea.
Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yeah,
no.
But anyway, even here, I'm looking at their website right now, and it's just so everything about it is user friendly.
Oh, dude, it's clean. It looks like also.
It looks like we didn't get the Maverick.
The Maverick, which may be something newer in their line.
All right, Neil, you're going to have to send us some Maverick
another
here.
San Andreas Maduro. Ooh, where they
that looks good too.
Tweaked the binders and fillers a little bit, which looks incredible.
That does look incredible.
Come on, Neil. Step it up, buddy.
Yeah, we're gonna have to have a conversation with that because. Yeah, but anyway, so overall, I think we've hit on every couple of time we start talking, man, this is a cigar smoker cigar.
Yeah,
like I haven't had a bad one, you know. And yeah, that's fair. Something to say.
Yeah, you're gonna have to go out and find this. If your local shop doesn't have it, you know, ask them to reach out
to bring it in
and bring it in, because they will definitely sell these out.
Yeah,
for
they
sure
will definitely sell them out for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, and even that, so like when we start talking about the Icarus, and I just want to touch back on these cigars a little bit when we come back from a break, but definitely want to expand a little bit more, because we kind of jumped in here, boys, and we
kind of flew through it.
We hit the ground running. That's okay. It's this new time signature. We're still figuring it out. So we'll be back.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
So Rich, what is your favorite cigar in this lineup?
I mean, I've got to go with the Herbert Spencer.
Yeah?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, what are you pairing it with? Some peach tea?
Maybe.
Yeah, tell us more about this peach juice.
Yeah, peach juice, man.
Listen, you want to talk about peach tea for a second? There's a new Nashville company that's making tea and lemonade in cans, 16-ounce cans.
You're mixing it?
No. They make a peach tea.
Peach tea.
I've been getting it over at Roy's Meat Market.
And, oh, Roy.
Roy's Meat Service.
Yeah. Roy's Meat Service, yeah.
So he services the meat.
Yeah.
He doesn't market it. He services it.
That's right.
It.
He services the meat.
Hidden gem, dude.
Dude, oh, yeah. For real. But hidden they've gem, got this Nashville-made peach tea, and I've never seen it anywhere else.
I'm telling you.
It's amazing.
It's good stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And I got this juice from my wife. She was making this tea.
My wife.
And she had this, found this, you know, TikTok video, whatever. I'm just going to ignore you guys. Anyways, and it was one of those things. Well, you know, let me just try a little bit of this with the cigar. And it wasn't overly sweet.
Yeah.
So, you know, I go with the non-alcoholic, you know, pretty consistent there. So yeah. I'm always looking for new things to pair these with. And sometimes it's difficult to find because you're trying to go away a little bit from the sweetness.
Sure.
So that it doesn't overwhelm, you know, the cigar, but you can still kind of cleanse the palate.
But and that's a big part of it right there, is the palate cleansing piece, right? Mm-hmm. And if you have something a lot of times that is maybe a little bit too sweet.
Mm-hmm.
It's a real nice hard reset, especially for something that's going to kind of stick to you like smoke.
Yeah,
where you get that hard, you know, juxtaposition, that the comparison of, you know, those woody, oaky, coffee, piney, you know, flavor profiles, and you get something that sets you just all the way back to neutral before you get back into a smoke. And then fun fact is that if you are newer to smoking cigars,
Cigar 101,
you get a little bit of a nicotine buzz and maybe it's a little overwhelming, something that has a high sugar content will offset that nicotine buzz.
Really?
So a lot of places will tell you, you know,
have some candy,
sugar cube under the tongue, drink a Coca-Cola, you know, just something that's got a high content of sugar will help you
high fructose corn syrup
get off that nicotine high, which, you know.
Yeah, you just got to get in front of it a little bit, because if you get too much into that nicotine and it's you're kind of behind it, it can kind of sneak up on you.
Yeah, so it'll ruin your day.
It can.
Yeah.
It can.
Yeah.
it'll ruin your day.
We've all been there, right? We don't like to talk about that part of
ruin
it.
Ruin your day and your toilet.
Yeah.
Yikes. Okay.
But anyway, just wanted to, what was your favorite, Ben?
My favorite is actually the Lucid. You know, I think that it has the body behind it that stands up to that, you know, kind of spice forward Habano wrapper, which is something that I really enjoy. And, you know, outside of, you know, the branding and the packaging, which I think we've talked at length about, is this thing packs a little bit more of that nicotine strength punch, which is also something, you know, that I'm looking for. Yeah, right. Especially someone that smokes a couple of cigars a day, right? You know, something lighter, something easier,
yeah,
is great, like the Appendix 2 to kind of start the day.
Yeah.
But, you know, mid-afternoon, early evening, you know, I'm looking to kind of start a fire a little bit and
up it,
you know, get a little nicotine.
Yeah, that Icarus is definitely up there for that, for sure.
I mean, I said the Lucid, but the Icarus is up there too. Yeah.
For me, it's the Icarus. I mean, the Lucid. Yeah, that's probably my favorite in the bunch here. I think for consistency purposes, though, that Herbert Spencer or the Appendix is.
Yeah. I mean, that Herbert Spencer, box worthy. And I think another fun fact about Jake Wyatt cigars is that their boxes on their core line are 22 cigars.
Yeah, not 20.
To a box, not 20.
Yeah, you know why that is?
I do.
Go ahead.
Yeah, so it's an ode to 4 generations of Neil Garcia's family wearing the number 22
on the jersey
playing baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yep.
Interesting.
And I just think that, like, that's super fun. Those little Easter eggs, like, those are the things that really make me tick.
What, you know,
as a consumer.
And the, you know, that's throughout the cigar industry, that, you know, we talk to these guys at PCA and they're telling their story. It's all about the story, right?
Yeah.
Their cigars aren't just like a product. It's like, I'm telling this story.
I love that about people.
Yeah.
And I love that about cigar manufacturers. I hate when you go to a cigar manufacturer like at PCA or somewhere and they sit down and try to just fluff you.
Yeah.
And you're like, I see through the crap. Just tell me what you got or give me a cigar and move me on my way. I like, don't spend an hour telling me about these fields and somewhere that if you build it, they will come. Like, you know, God didn't part the clouds and tell you to plant crops here.
Well, I think that they also, that is a really good point back to the experience that you have if you're hanging out in a cigar lounge. You never know who you're going to grab a seat beside in a cigar lounge, and you're going to be there for a minute.
Usually some big shot lawyer.
You know, y'all are chopping it up, and all of a sudden you find out that, you know, him and his granddaddy and his great-granddaddy and his great-great-great, they all wore the same number playing baseball, you know, at the local community park right down the road.
League.
And farm league or made it to whatever, you know, level of prominence they made it in.
Semi-pro?
Was awesome.
Was that right? He was semi-pro?
Yeah, man, played triple-A ball, all the way up to triple-A. And that ain't nothing to shake a stick at.
No,
that's balling.
I ain't doing it. My big buddy ain't doing it.
I mean, I'm a local legend in the church league softball. But,
That's right. I'm a kickball guy.
I did a home run derby at the First Horizon Sounds baseball park.
Ooh,
here once.
Ooh,
nice.
Did you get a home run?
No, triple-A ball. man. So that day, you can rent it out in advance, but they don't like reschedule. So if the local AAA team's away, you can pay a pretty reasonable sum of money to go take you and your buddies out there and hit home run derby or hit batting practice out on the field. But it had rained the day before.
Love it.
And the field was too wet for them to let us go out and actually hit on the field. So we got to spend our time in the cage, you know. So had that cage not restricted me, there could have been a couple of dingers in there.
Yeah. You know,
I think I still got it.
A couple of dingers.
Yeah. Hit a golf ball pretty well. So
you'd smack the crap out of a golf ball, that's for sure. Me, on the other hand, I'll hit it every 30 yards I can make.
No pictures on the scorecard.
That's Martin. Right. That's okay, right. Honey. That's right. Well, listen, we had a really good time with this lineup. Neil, you and your team, thank you guys for making this happen. We really appreciate it, and we really hope to look forward to working with you all again in the future. And
hey, next time you're in town, let us know.
Yeah, let us know for sure. And
hit me up.
Definitely, you can send us some of those JW Mavericks. For sure.
For sure.
But let's anyway.
Some LEs in there too, so.
That's right.
We ain't scared.
That's right. So anyway, folks, thank you for listening. And I'd like to thank all my hosts. Good old boy Rich.
Hey, just glad to be here, Coach.
You are glad to be here. I am, for sure.
Glad to be anywhere.
Benjamin.
There's no crying in baseball.
There is no crying. Dude, I love that movie as a kid, especially when he throws the mitt and hits Wilson in the face. And then he just goes,
you're gonna lose. Yeah,
we're gonna win. I love that movie. That's good old boy Barker telling you to keep on smoking no matter what you're smoking. And we thank y'all for listening to us, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Check out the Soch.
Check out the Instagram. Rich is killing it on Instagram Reels.
Hop in the DMs.
All of our interviews. Yeah, hop in the DMs. We'll chat with you. Or will we? But come check us out, Instagram and SipSuzzAndSmokes.com, and y'all have a great day.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.